Title: Government Contracts Cost and Pricing, Introduction to the Federal Acquisition Regulation Cost Principles, Part 1. Content: Welcome back to the Cost Corner, where we provide practical insight into the complex cost and pricing requirements that apply to government contractors. The March 2023 Cost Corner introduced the three principal categories of government contracts cost and pricing requirements. 1. The Truthful Cost or Pricing Data Statute, also known as the Truth in Negotiations Act, TINA, which defines a contractor's obligation to disclose cost or pricing data to the government. 2. The Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, Cost Principles, which prescribe principles and procedures for determining the allowability of costs. And 3. The Cost Accounting Standards, CAS, which provides standards to ensure uniformity and consistency in the measurement, assignment, and allocation of costs. The September 2023 Cost Corner concluded a three-part series on TINA. We now move on to the FAR Cost Principles, specifically FAR Subpart 31.2, which applies to contracts with commercial organizations. This article addresses the applicability of the FAR cost principles and their general criteria for determining the allowability of costs. Subsequent articles will address the allowability of selected items of cost. Applicability of the FAR cost principles. The FAR cost principles apply to the pricing of contracts, subcontracts, and modifications whenever cost analysis is performed. 1. The FAR defines cost analysis as the review and evaluation of any of the separate cost elements and profit or fee in an offeror's or contractor's proposal is needed to determine a fair and reasonable price or to determine cost realism. 2. The government must perform cost analysis when cost or pricing data are required and may perform cost analysis to evaluate information other than cost or pricing data when it is not possible to determine a fair and reasonable price through price analysis alone. 3. Cost analysis is frequently performed, and the cost principles frequently apply, in pricing both fixed price and cost reimbursement contracts. The cost principles also apply to modifications when a contract clause, such as the changes clause, 4, or the suspension of work clause, 5, provides for an adjustment based on the contractor's cost. The cost principles also apply to the determination, negotiation, and allowance of costs whenever required by a contract clause. 6. The FAR requires the government to incorporate the FAR cost principles by reference in contracts with commercial organizations as the basis for 1. Determining reimbursable costs, 2. Negotiating indirect cost rates, 3. Proposing, negotiating, or determining costs under terminated contracts, 4. Price revision of fixed price incentive contracts, 5. Price redetermination of price redetermination contracts, and 6. Pricing changes and other contract modifications. 7. Examples of contract clauses that incorporate the FAR cost principles include the allowable cost and payment clause, 8, and the standard termination for convenience clauses. 9. Determining allowability. A contractor may include costs in billings, claims, and proposals only if those costs are allowable. 10. A cost is allowable only if it meets all of the following requirements: reasonableness, allocability, standards promulgated by the CAS, cost accounting standards, board, if applicable, generally accepted accounting principles and practices appropriate to the circumstances, terms of the contract, any limitations set forth in FAR Subpart 31.2. 11. We address each of these requirements below. Determining reasonableness is provided in the FAR. A. Cost is reasonable if, in its nature and amount, it does not exceed that which would be incurred by a prudent person in the conduct of competitive business. 12. Importantly, there is no presumption of cost reasonableness. 13. If an initial review of the facts results in the government challenging a specific cost, the contractor has the burden to prove that the cost is reasonable. 14. The FAR provides that whether a cost is reasonable depends on a variety of considerations and circumstances, including the following: whether it is the type of cost generally recognized as ordinary and necessary for the conduct of the contractor's business or the contract performance, generally accepted sound business practices and state laws and regulations, the contract,